This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. Bird lovers take note. This weekend, Berrien County, Michigan.
Yes. Alex, stop.
Now listen, it's directly across the lake from Chicago. And this weekend, it's going to host the 19th annual Southwest Michigan Team Birdathon.
I can't wait.
Yeah, you're getting on a plane right now.
Yeah.
Okay, bear with me now. Birdathons, these are kind of like walkathons, fundraising, charity thing.
Yeah.
These teams go out and they count the number of birds that they see and people give on that kind of basis. And so the Southwest Michigan Birdathon starts at midnight Saturday, and then these teams of bird watchers and counters are going to go out and crisscross the county and count up all the species that they can.
And so it's kind of like an amazing race, and without the excitement.
This is wild, believe me. A couple of hundred species to track there in Berrien County. It's kind of like the super highway for migrating birds. They all come through there. And right now, this is the peak of spring migration. So there's a lot to see.
And I guess a lot to hear.
A lot to hear. Okay, well, listen to this. This is producers Elizabeth Meister and Dan Collison. Last year, they went out on the Birdathon. Each one followed a team. And I want you to just hear what they found.
It's midnight. We're at the corner of Long Lake Road and Jones.
My name is Nate Fuller. I'm captain of Harry Two Downies and a Red Hen, the Birdathon team representing Southwest Michigan Land Conservancy. Our team name comes from some of the more common woodpeckers you find in our area of Michigan. It's normally not advisable to hop out of your van in the middle of nowhere at midnight in the woods in front of someone's house just to do a little birding.
When they do go, they say their name, whippoorwill, whippoorwill.
But the whippoorwill and its southern cousin, the chuckwill's widow, are two night birds that have only been found in this spot in the county. Unfortunately, that happens to be right in front of these people's house.
Let's see if we can hear any birds over this barking dog.
Technically, Birdathon starts at midnight, but most teams really don't get going till 4 o'clock or a little bit later. We're hoping by being up extra early, we can pick up a few more of these night birds, and that might be the couple that tip us over closer to 130 species, which would be a new record for us. Sadly, though, Rottweiler is not on the species list.
Kind of ruins the ambiance. It makes it impossible to hear anything else that's going on. So we're going to just try going around the block here a little bit and see if we can pick up something else. It's just before 2 a.m. We've arrived at Mud Lake Bog, and we're hoping to find something to make it worth being up this late. So what we'd hope to hear tonight would be a sora rail. The soras will sometimes start out with a sort of loud whistle and then go to a whinnying call.
I don't want to say we're desperate or anything, but I am not attracting any rails. And to be honest, I've never had a sora rail answer my calls. At this point, I'm open to suggestions.
I'm going to try something I've been saving for a while.
Hey, rail!
It's late, I'm tired, and our big, you know, midnight plans resulted in one bird that we wouldn't normally get. So we basically gave up 3 hours of sleep for one bird. I'm not feeling like we're at the top of our game at the moment.
It's now 4:10 a.m. We're headed towards True Road and Jones Road, which is the known hideout for the Chuckwill's widow and the whippoorwill, and we're also going to try for a barred owl there.
My name is John Whooper, representing the Newsworthy Naturalists on the 18th annual Southwestern Michigan Team Birdathon. Our team is raising pledges for the state ornithological journal Michigan Birds and Natural History. And besides myself on the team is Jack Reinhol. We've also taken in good friends of mine, Chuck Gutowski and Jan Osborne and Carolyn Henning.
And we're about ready to roll our windows down and listen for the Chuckwill's widow.
Last year we were lucky, actually. We just rolled our window down. I don't even think we stopped the car, and it was like, well, there it is. And we kept going, and other teams didn't get it that tried for like a half an hour, an hour.
Got it. There's actually the Chuckwill's widow and two whippoorwills going at the same time. It's in stereo. Hot dog. Let's go.
We hope all our birds at 4 a.m. are that easy, where we don't have to work to get them.
The birdathon is very fast-paced and much more intense than one of your Sunday church picnic bird-watching days.
Time's a-wasting.
I have to be on my way to try to find something else.
We're just going to move up here about a quarter of a mile and then get out, and I'm going to try to get a barred owl in, and hopefully the rednecks that live next door won't come out shotguns blazing.
When I first started learning the owl calls, it was kind of, you know, you do it in front of a group, and I was a little self-conscious, especially when you don't get one to come in. You kind of look like an idiot. But at this point, I don't care what people think of me. I guess you kind of get older and you don't care so much.
There's a barred owl right there. Just flew in. Did you see that? Let's go.
This is Nate of Harry Two Downies and a Redhead. It's around 5:30 in the morning. We'll get the blood moving now. Get a little warmth in the limbs as we walk up the road towards the ever majestic landfill. We gotta go get that woodcock before it gets too bright.
We've got about 20 to 30 minutes to catch this little sucker doing his breeding dance as the sun's coming up. If we miss that window, we've blown it.
There's Savannah sparrow singing over here.
We are able to check a number of relatively easy birds off our list.
You can see the bobolinks chasing each other out there. One just landed on the methane pump.
But no woodcock.
I'm worried it's a little bit bright up here. We might have missed our chance for the woodcock.
Not only do we miss out on that little bugger, but our species total is still only in the 30s, which is really lame by this time of the day. To top it off, we run into John Whooper's team, the nutty naturalists, whatever they call themselves. While we were up at midnight not getting any birds, they were happily asleep in bed. I don't even want to know what they've found so far.
John and his crew come walking up, and we're just feeling, you know, like, oh, we aren't getting anything. And the first thing out of his mouth was,
we got whippoorwill and chuckle's widow and woodcock and barred owl.
And then he goes on to tell us, yeah, and down at the end of the road, there's a blue-headed vireo, and there's a white-eyed vireo, a brown creeper, and a purple finch, none of which we had gotten, and it was only 20 yards away. We proceeded to walk down there and didn't get any of those birds. So.
Good luck.
See you guys. Bye-bye.
See you. Good luck. We just met up with a Southwestern Michigan Land Conservancy team. I forget what they call themselves, two downies, a redhead, and a cuckoo or something. And we just gave them a couple tips on where to find some stuff. Hey, Jack, what's the species total now?
I was just counting them up, and I got about 50.
I'd like to be probably at 75, close to 100, but you always want more. It's like money.
Deep down inside, I'm a little insecure. I'd want to present a species total that was respectable, probably at least over 100 species. I think if, at this point, if I did real poorly, it wouldn't look too good.
Hey, there you go. We're outdoors rather than in the radio studio all the time, so that's good. Mm-hmm. John's team there has 50 birds so far. Nate, the redhead, they're not doing so well. They've got just over 30. Back now with Day to Day and the conclusion of our story on the Southwest Michigan Birdathon. Madeline, how about giving us a quick recap here?
We are following two teams, the first called Harry, Two Downies, and a Redhead. They were definitely struggling all morning to find birds. The other team, the Newsworthy Naturalists, I kind of like that alliteration, they were racking up the points, dozens of birds on their list.
So it looks like the Naturalists are out in front at this point. They are winning, but who knows what could happen? This is the Southwest Michigan Birdathon. Anything is possible.
For all the trouble we had in the morning, by early afternoon, it seems like we're finally hitting our stride.
Bay-breasted. Oh. I think that was the yellow rump.
Chestnut-sided.
Oh, is this a black and white up ahead here? Yeah, it was the worm eating. Yep, it's a veery.
Oh, there he's just going.
Yep.
And he just landed over that way.
Thanks, swallow. I've got a great view of the hooded right now. He's such a pretty bird.
It's a little after 3 o'clock, and we finally reached 100 species. I mean, it's some relief, but it's taken us forever to get there. We should have had 100 birds before lunch. John's team probably hit 100 4 hours ago.
This is John Whooper. It's now 5:15 in the afternoon. We've got 121 species, and we're going to try to get just a few more before the finish line at 7 o'clock. Hey, what the hell kind of duck is that? That's different. Is that a gadwall?
Hey, he's got a black butt.
That's the way it is at the end of a birdathon. You're just fighting tooth and nail to get one species, and you're dead tired. I feel like I've been up for 15 hours or whatever. It's to the point now where, I'm dragging.
Well, I feel fine when I'm outside, but when I'm in the car, I want to doze off.
What we need is one super bird. It will spur us on, and then we'll have lots of enthusiasm to finish the day in a flurry of glory.
It is 6:08 p.m. Harry, Two Downies, and a Redhead are approaching what's probably their final stop for the day, Tapinaby Lake Preserve. We were here late last night and got a squat. 16 hours later, we find ourselves back at Tapinaby. It's bright and sunny, and I'm still whistling for a bird that never has answered. Oh, I just heard it.
You did?
I heard a sora out there.
All right, come here. That should be
17. 20 seconds to get your list in.
It's about 7 o'clock. We're finished. We're checking our list, checking it twice.
Here's our official list. We got mute swans and Canada goose and wood duck.
Ring-neck pheasant. Wild turkey.
Ring-neck pheasant and wild turkey. And
Cooper's hawk. Red-shouldered hawk.
Cooper's hawk and a red-shouldered and a red-tailed.
Red-tailed hawk.
And
kestrel.
An American kestrel. The first time in several years we've managed to get that little guy.
Warblers. We got blue-winged. Tennessee.
We totaled Nashville, out with Barula, 123 yellow species.
What's your official total?
Take a guess what John's team's total is.
123.
Ha! 123!
Really?
Awesome! We tied! That's crazy.
I'm not sure if I would call it a moral victory that we tied the noteworthy naturalist, but I'd be lying if I didn't say it felt pretty good.
So there you are. That actually was last year's Southwest Michigan Birdathon.
And a photo finish.
A photo finish. I'm telling you, those people sound like they were having such a good time. I bet they're all going back out on midnight this Saturday.
Even though it was 16 hours? 16 hours of bird watching. That's an extreme sport right there.
Our story on the Southwest Michigan Birdathon was produced by Elizabeth Meister and Dan Collison for Long Haul Productions. And you can hear the entire story at npr.org.